Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
So I break my back shoveling the driveway, right? We got a big driveway, brag.
You talked about shoveling the driveway last week.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Big
and
driveway.
And I bring it up for a certain...
Big driveway is...
Long.
I mean, not this is really.
Super long.
It's like a...
Perfectly and flat.
Average. Average in America.
I bring it up because Katie, who as a very devoted mother of two, hardly leaves this building we're in, but she was like going to go out with... To get coffee with a friend.
So holy cow.
I was like, go, enjoy yourself.
Lock those keys in the car. Have
she
fun.
Goes, this is how, I could bring the baby to like, I'm like, oh no, go. I could come right back, enjoy yourself.
Wow.
I'll hang out with the kids. So she's like, all right, bye, Thomas. Mommy, no. Bye. Mommy's gonna be back. Have fun, mommy. She gets in her car. You know, bye, close the door. Ring, 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 ring. Katie's calling me. Okay, what was it? Hello? She's like, I think I got the car stuck. I mean, 42 seconds. What? Where? In the driveway. I said, I shoveled the driveway. She's like, well, I shoveled a path in the driveway.
A path for a car. It's a good path for a car.
Plenty of room.
And she just
hot rods it in reverse into the snowbank. And I walk out like, come on, really hit. Spools are just spinning. I go, just get out of the car. And it's funny, as she was getting out, two men are on a walk. Like middle-aged men, like they're kind of smiling, like, need some help, man? I was like, we're good. And I'm just dialed up because you know these guys are like, they could, it was like if a scene said 1,000 words, like that guy spent an hour shoveling this path and his wife is just plowed into the place where it's not the path. And luckily, it was not that bad. I shoveled around the tires. It took 5 minutes and
you know, I'm usually a pretty good driver. I'm not really sure what
went you really my are,
mind
but
this
that was
morning,
a,
but it wasn't.
That was a bad look. It was just one of those where you're so. One side of the marriage has messed up so obviously. I was just handing her the keys back. She was just like.
And then
so
we also
sorry.
Had a moment like, because our fob is broken. And so if it's in the car and you close the door, it will lock itself in the car. We don't have another fob because I lost it. And I closed the door and he was like, are the keys in the car? And I was like, yes. And I was like, but I think it's unlocked. Thankfully, it was unlocked.
Oh.
She hops out of the car. I got it stuck. Boop. Are the keys still in the car? She was like, yes.
Oh, my
but
God.
But it was unlocked.
No, I don't leave the house. My brain. I just wasn't really.
I just love it. But it's all good. She had a nice time. I had a nice time with the kids. And we're back with another episode. We have a great episode for y'all today. So like, subscribe, give us 5 stars. What else should they do?
Comment on YouTube.
They do everything. Say comment on YouTube.
That's fun.
And we're going to have a good time. Sit back, relax, roll music.
Correct opinion.
Katie, have you heard the news?
No.
Derek and I are going to get jacked.
Yep.
You're welcome to join.
Oh, how jacked, I guess, is
The most.
Six-pack.
Six-pack.
Oh, wow.
You ever had a six-pack?
Oh, yeah. We were all skinny at some point.
But yeah, let me emphasize that. Like, above the age of 19?
Yeah, I bet it stuck around. I think it stuck around until I was 24, 25, I bet.
Like a bone skinny six pack? Or at one point were you kind of like, hey.
No, still kind of a skinny one.
Derek?
Pretty skinny one, even in
you
college.
You played some college athletics. Yeah, but were you a bit of a built six pack? Or
I was 6'4", 180. I could never like put on weight. So it was still skinny. Kind of a skinny, but I had like 5% body fat, like way too less body fat. Like it was
Gumby.
Yeah.
You guys, I believe in you guys. Genetics are a lot. I don't know if I've ever had, this is why my genetics, if I'm being true, like you could see six. I'm not saying just lean, you saw the abs.
And those bottom two are tricky.
Right?
I don't know if I really got around to the bottom.
That's pure genetics. Yeah. I've had a couple times in my life where I got real fit. And you're like, oh, that guy's fit. He's got abs. But I've never had a true six pack, you know?
Yeah.
Like you got the skin sunken into like, whoa, my body can't do that, sadly.
But I think it can. I just think that it's just going to take a little more.
Join our workout.
I'm not saying you should do that or you have to do that, but I think it could.
No. There's not. There's.
You would need. You would need
not
like.
Professional.
Yeah, you.
When you guys have gum that you need to just do something with, do you do this?
Oh, that's kind of hard to wash.
I know.
Do you guys do that?
I don't like that you did that.
No.
You guys don't do that every time.
No one swallows their gum except you.
So many people, back me up, Recti. So many people swallow their gum.
A bunch of like 6-year-olds.
Yeah, I haven't done it since fifth grade, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't swallow my gum.
Never have once.
It's gross. No.
It's gross?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like taking a pill, gone. You've never done it?
You're like, I don't know
You've
where
never
I
done
went.
It
just is gone.
You've never done it?
I think I did once because I like really needed, I had to.
What's the story?
I don't
What kind of emergency were you in?
Who does that? Who says, I did once, I think?
I like, had to.
I remember swallowing it once, and I don't want to swallow my gum, so I assume I really needed to at the time. I don't know what it was, though.
Like, suddenly had to give the State of the
like,
Union address.
Yeah, whoa. It's like being like, you ever, like, run a mile before? It's like, yeah, once. Oh, what was it like? Well,
just one of those.
I just know my brain I did. I couldn't tell anything about it, but I'm sure I did at some point. But I think a lot of recties will back me up on this, and it's... Because you're out somewhere, you got gum. What do you stick it on some? No.
No.
I'm that selfless.
There's a lot of trash cans in America. You can find one.
Do you have gum in right now?
Cough drop.
Swallow it whole.
Just choke. I just put it in. It's huge.
No, I can't get a six pack.
Yeah.
And what I mean is like if I got lean and fit, you'd be like, oh, the guy has abs. That's nice. But I'm saying a real true...
But like, I mean, if you had 5% body fat, you'd have a six pack.
I'm telling you, I would not. I'm telling you that I've had that before. I was a skinny, skinny little boy. And you see four real good.
The top four are no problem.
You're not really, it's like five, right? Because the bottom one's like, it's nice and defined, but I'm not seeing the
one that's lower. I'll tell you who doesn't blame their genetics. Me and Derek, a year from now, when we have a six pack.
What's the plan here? What's the route?
The plan, so any goal, you want it to be a SMART goal, right? SMART, measurable, attainable. Uh-huh. Two words, get shredded.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. Yep.
That feels very...
You know when you're shredded. Like, that's a good goal.
It's measurable.
You know. You're just kind of, you're finally like, there it is.
I texted my wife at midnight last night and said, I want to get shredded.
No way. Yep. Did you really?
Yep. Yep. And then I sent her a ChatGPT workout that I'm going to do.
So Derek and I, unknowingly last night, both at the same time of night, I think we're like Googling the same exact thing.
What ChatGPT? What a chat.
Wow, Grandpa.
Who's ChatGPT?
Justin Bieber.
What's the workout they gave you?
I had it modified because it seemed like it was one that wouldn't get you shredded. It seemed pretty basic. It was like, give me more.
Come on.
Come on.
Did you type,
push me.
Give
call
me, more?
Call me something.
I did give it like all my information of like, hey, I played small college football back in the day that we had to work out a lot. This seems a little light, but it also has been years since I've actively worked out. So what should I do? And I also told it I don't like fish or vegetables and what food do
you just hear it. Chat GPT just goes, how did it sigh? I did this workout with my buddies yesterday. It was really good. We're all really sore. We're all texting. Oh, it's fun. You guys got to find some buddies. I finally talked in some buddies. It's really helpful because then we text.
My fitness pals.
Who's sore? And like, we all are.
Now that we is did, fun.
Right, that we did run a kilometer.
Because why not use kilometers?
Well, it's because well, I'm not.
It's kind of an anti-Trump thing. I think it's like, we got a new president. I wish I was in Europe.
Gulf of America. Did you guys see this?
Oh, yeah. Kind of a funny first thing.
He's going to change the name.
Rachel four keeps big things.
Do what?
Four big things. Gulf of America, Greenland, Canada, and Panama Canal.
He's renaming them all?
He wants to take them over.
No. He's like, maybe you. Come on. They're ours. Really.
Ours now.
When you think about it. Build it. Panama
Canal. What was I saying? Oh, kilometers, because I didn't want to bring this up and brag, but I'm doing High Rocks, which is a European test of endurance.
Okay, have you actually signed up for that?
No, it's not available to sign up to yet, but I'm following the Instagram and I'm paying attention. When they announce it, I'm going to sign up immediately.
Okay. Or are you just...
And that's another weekend I'll be gone, so good luck with the kids. Because I got to go do it.
I thought I was doing
it. No, it's in Dallas. We can all go.
Yeah, I thought I was...
You can be with your family.
I thought I was doing it too.
You'll be, God willing, pregnant. Remember, we're still going. We're going to make more of these. And that's what you want. And that really is sucks for you. Dude, these pregnant, these moms, man. They want three, how many kids? There's so many things they can't do for like 6 years of their life.
Yeah.
It's quite the sacrifice. Thank you.
Think about my mom. She had five. She was just pregnant for a whole decade.
Yeah. And it's really unbelievable what y'all do. And y'all have something. I did that bit. I'll say there's something different in y'all's brains that. I think I would have a kid, maybe two. I'd be like, gosh, this is a lot. Why am I doing this? And she's like,
probably why God didn't have you guys do it.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After one, I'd be like, wow, that sucked. Let's just adopt someone at like Artie who's nine. That sounds way easier. Get past all that other stuff. Holy cow.
Speaking of which, did y'all see? This is a very viral video of a guy. Who? Let's see if I can find it. A guy was like, "This is annoying." I'll say, because there's this trend, especially on TikTok, where it's like cute couples content, mm-hmm. and it's always like, it's like a sassy girl and then a husband who's like, "Women are the best. Okay. And deserve more," okay. and it really works. It gets them a lot of views.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I can't.
It's kind of like, she'll be like, "Oh my gosh, guys, I woke up to this." And he's like, made her a bunch of breakfast. Yeah. He's like, I mean, babe, of course you, I mean, you make our child food. So the least I do is make you food. And the comments are like, where are men like this?
Where'd you find him?
And that's what it is. And that's what they do for a living.
Yep.
Okay. This video is what I was talking about. Katie, okay. I'd love your thoughts. Okay.
What did you just say?
I said.
You think he's like fake putting something away.
Yeah. She's like, wait. Okay, babe.
What did you just say?
All right. That's a good opinion, babe. So just act like you are. Grabbing something random up there, and I'll say, wait, what did you say? What I said was,
all right,
we're all making content. It's all good. 2.3 million
likes. That men should have to spend 9 months getting in the best physical shape of their life before having a baby. Preeclampsia is tied to men. Morning sickness is tied to men because men build the placenta. 50 to 60% of the baby's epigenetic makeup is because of the man. So if you're going to spend 9 months following all these rules while building a baby inside you, then I can spend the 9 months prior to that not drinking alcohol, limiting caffeine. I'll get blood work. I'll have three healthy meals a day. I will be in the best physical shape of my life prior to you getting pregnant for the betterment of you and your pregnancy and our baby. It's common sense.
What did you just say?
That's great. Because it is, it's a little hard to believe when he starts rattling off those words that I've never heard of. there's a word in there.
Epigenitalia?
Yeah, it's like the middle of it.
Not the
epicenter of the.
Anyway, yeah.
Well, is all that true?
I love the end. It's common sense.
Everything I said is common sense.
I've never heard that take. It's an interesting one.
The placenta was interesting that we
make it.
Yeah.
Give it back.
You are welcome. Kind of a Panama Canal situation.
Yeah, we want it back. We built it.
Jimmy Carter gave you my placenta.
Are there comments? I'm sure doctors are weighing in. What, like?
Got to sign in. Hang on.
Who? Placenta.
Wow, the comments are eating this guy up. Wow, they love him.
Oh, absolutely. Finally, someone said
it. Is that true about preeclampsia? I thought the root cause was unknown. What's preeclampsia?
High blood pressure and can I mean, you can have...
It's a pregnancy complication.
Yes, of high blood
pressure. That's of high blood pressure.
Epigenetics. That was the other word. We were close.
What affects the health of placenta? This is Mayo Clinic. You guys heard of that?
Yeah.
Age of the pregnant person. Some conditions that affect the placenta are common in older people, especially after 40. So
it's kind of this guy versus the Mayo Clinic. They're kind of saying different things. I wonder who's right.
High blood pressure. Okay. Being pregnant with twins or more. Blood clotting resistance, past surgery on the uterus. What's the uterus?
You know my least favorite comment on here?
Let's use injury to stomach area.
And there are a lot of terrible comments, but this one is the worst. The logic is logicking.
No.
I hate that phrase. Let's in general.
Leave that behind. The math is mathing.
Yes, I don't like it.
Yeah, Rachel has nightmares about it.
I don't even like it ironically saying, like when people do that. Like,
yeah, I don't even say it to be funny. Yeah. Just get it out of our lexicon. Oh.
This is Cornell. You heard of that?
College?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Something only fetuses and mothers share grows according to blueprints from dad. This is the placenta. Something only fetuses and mothers share grows according to blueprints from dad. Not sure I understand that sentence.
I thought when you read it the second time that we were going to get it, and I still didn't really get it.
What does that mean?
Okay,
genes work in pairs, one from mom, one from dad. But about 1% of mammalian genes choose sides, a phenomenon called imprinting. Imprinted genes use epigenetic tags, chemicals that bind. Oh my gosh, I'm bored. How do people read this stuff? People do this for a living.
Oh.
Finish reading it.
Imprinted genes use epigenetic tags, chemicals that bind to DNA, to quiet one half and let the other lead. The mother's side of the placenta has only her genes. But in the embryo side, Cornell scientists discovered most genes are paternally imprinted. So I guess they're saying the placenta, right, is that it's in there. And so one side is touching you, one side's towards the baby.
Yeah.
And they're saying the one towards you is your responsibility. And the one towards the baby, the male gene is leading the way. This discovery explains what breeders call the paternal grandsire effect.
Breeders?
Said Dr. Douglas Antskazak, equine geneticist at Cornell's College of Veterinary Medicine.
Okay. Well, this is a horse.
We say mammalian.
All mammals? All mammals? I'm not sure about all this.
Yeah.
So... It also explains observations in a human pregnancy problem that causes an embryo's failure and can endanger the mother. Dude, there's so many words, I don't know. But anyway, I guess the answer is at least kind of. What's the grandsire effect?
Probably something else to do with a horse. Sounds like that guy was kind of a horse guy, mainly.
Yeah.
Equine, veterinary clinic.
But I wonder, is like being healthy for 9 months going to help the placenta be better? Maybe.
I think it could help. So
what do you think about that? Yeah. Next time you get pregnant, am I required to go on a 9-month? So he's saying...
Wait, why 9 months, though?
I guess the logic is, hey, you're pregnant for 9 months. You're not allowed to drink alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to have...
We can't do a lot of things.
What else?
Skydive.
Skydive.
Eat deli meat.
Skydive and deli meat.
Eat deli meat.
Use our abs.
Really?
But the food... He was really talking about extra healthy food and diet. And he's going to get in the best shape of his life, which I'd like to point out, when you're pregnant, it's the worst shape I've ever seen you in.
But they're saying that it's hard to be pregnant. And what else could you do to kind of equal, you know, in intensity and...
I don't know, maybe the burden of being a man in America today.
Yeah, it's tough being a white man.
Shoveling a whole driveway only for your wife to still run into a snowbank.
Yeah.
This is what men deal with across the country. You, as a pregnant woman, diet-wise, it's no alcohol, no deli meat, no raw, no sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I forgetting them? I can't think of any others.
Soft cheese.
Soft cheese.
A lot of these rules are kind of like...
iffy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't... You learn as the pregnancies go on. The first one, you follow the rules. And then you're like, okay, a little bit of wine is not going to... They're just saying, like, don't get hammered all the time and give your baby fetal alcohol syndrome.
Got it.
I mean, these women in France, they're killed cigarettes, wine, the insults.
Your armpits.
They're fine. The babies are over there. Maybe that is why they're so rude, though.
Could be. Could be from the alcohol.
So, either way, something to think about.
Doesn't matter. Me and Derek are getting shredded either way. Shredded. So. Okay. I hope he is right.
Yeah, I hope y'all's wives are, hope it times out where they want to get pregnant again, because you guys are going to be ready.
Yeah.
Jacked, shredded.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Shredded down to my seed.
What's the plan?
Oh, my.
I never got to what my workout was.
Yeah, Derek, where you are
should,
you
guys
sore?
Try. You guys want to do a workout? You should try this. It'd be fun.
I was
run a kilometer, okay. then do. Do you guys have weights or anything? You got to build
Facebook Marketplace. I'm going right after this to
have like weighted vests and nice little
bags of turkey.
Run
and
a kilometer,
stuff.
Then do 50 each leg, so 100 walking lunges with a weight vest, 50 goblet squats with a weight.
Goblet squats. Kind of in like in a witch costume, and mm-hmm. you have a broom, you do it over.
Then goblet. Farmer's carries. We hold a weight in each hand, okay. You just walk.
Okay.
Do that twice.
Okay. So how was the group text? Where is everyone sore? Who's the most sore?
We have the new guy joined, because it's new year, new him.
Okay.
And he was like, guys, I can barely walk up the stairs. And we're like, yeah, welcome. We've been doing this, dude. But yeah, I was like, I'm also very sore. Yeah. And one guy said it was tough to get up from the toilet. And that's all we said.
So last year, Rachel and I ran a mile a day. This year, my plan is to every day either run a mile, 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups. Is the thought. I think we talked about this before.
Yes.
Well, my dad, my uncle, my father-in-law, they're all in on it too. And they've been doing it every day. I was talking to my dad on the phone last night, doing one of those three
things
every day.
Which ones are they choosing more often than not?
My dad, I think my father-in-law runs the mile quite a bit. I think my dad and my uncle are doing like the push-ups or sit-ups more. Okay. I was asking my dad, I was like, all right, so you're pretty sore? And he's like, yeah, push-ups are no problem. Like that first day, even the second day, I feel like I was like cranking out, 30 at a time, no problem. Oh, wow. And he's like, and now I'm so sore. And I was like, yeah, like in your chest? He goes, no, my stomach. I was like, I don't know how you're doing push-ups.
It's
working your abs.
Doing it. So if
it would be, still. It would, and I, because I sometimes will do 100 push-ups, and if you're doing 100 real push-ups, it's not easy. It's hard. So I just the fact that he's like, no problem, and his abs hurt, I'd be curious to his form.
That's what I was like, just like, how is it not your pecs?
Yeah.
Like, this is always the first thing to go right here, because you just never work that out. But so maybe he did 100 sit-ups somewhere in between there, and now that just wrecked his stomach. But I did think it was funny, just, man, like, I got something in these push-ups, my stomach hurts. I've just never heard of that.
I've never heard of that either.
Can't do it.
Good for him.
Maybe he's the farmer's goblet carry or whatever he's saying.
Derek, you said you got some, you got rid of millennial gray in your house. Is it looking nice in there?
Yeah, we went more of a cream color throughout the house.
Cool. Alabaster.
Dude, millennial cream.
No, that's what we did, because we moved in. Mist. Our walls were white, and we had to spend thousands of dollars to make it. Ooh. A little less white. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a great choice.
There is a big difference between the Stark Hospital white
that
millennials.
But there really is. I fought the poor designer and Katie pretty good, and they did it. I was like, it does help.
Yeah.
We never had the gray fake wood floor, so we never went that hard millennial. Ooh,
that's tough.
That one, even during it, I was like, this is not good.
But millennial gray was really strong, man. I've done some of that for sure. Millennials, I was out at grabbing some food and beers with some buddies, and they're like, it's music bingo night. We're like, sure. And next thing we know, we hardly talked. We just had a blast playing this game. They're like, songs from 05.
It was fun.
Ain't no how the back girl.
Oh, yeah.
And we were sitting there like, yeah. And in my head, I was just thinking, oh my goodness, I know the words to all these. And absolutely, now in the future, you're going to be here, my son. Daughter will be like, wow, this was the music. And I'm like, yeah. I know every word.
We were playing.
They're like, this is made by is this AI? Is this a robot or human? No, Gwen Stefani, she was real.
A girl, a placenta girl. She made this.
She made this.
There is a board game that we played a lot this winter, this Christmas, called Mind the Gap. And so it's like a trivia game, but it's for each generation. So it's a great game to get like the grandmas involved, because like, there's a row of Gen Z questions and the millennial, Gen X, and boomer. You have to go all the way around. So you got to answer.
Is it trivia?
Yeah, trivia from, probably That's four fine. Questions from each generation. So you got to have like a grandma on your team. But it made me like excited to get that age, because I'm like, I want to be the person, like the only one in the room who like knows the answer and like, who is Bruno Mars? Like, because we're laughing at grandma's. Like, so question, like, who is the 1955 Parisian model who also went on to star in I Love Lucy for two episodes? We're like, oh my gosh. And then grandma's like, that was Zoe something. Zoe, you know, so, and it's like the right answer.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. I want to be the old person who's a holla back girl. Yeah. I can't wait.
Gwen Stefani.
Because I'm gonna retain that. Yeah.
You really, no, yeah, we will.
Justin Timberlake was in sync, even though Backstreet Boys were more popular. Like those kind of things. That's right. Gonna be fun.
We did those too. But it was more like boomers versus millennials.
Okay.
We had to, it was lame because they'll ask you like, all right, boomers, what does LMFAO mean? And yeah, the tusks are like, who was the co-star in Andy Griffith's show? You're like, well,
Don Knotts. This isn't fair. Give me another.
Well, this isn't fair. You're asking them. They're alive for this. You're asking me stuff. I wasn't here. Why would I know this?
It is not fair.
There's a lot of that where you're just like, they do those games like, isn't it funny I don't know? I was like, not really. I wasn't a person.
The only,
I'm supposed to go back and watch shows from the 60s?
The only chance you have, because there's categories in Mind the Gap, it's like, do you want pop culture, slang, you know, whatever. My only shot is headlines, because that's basically history. Mm-hmm. If it's not headlines, yeah, I Love Lucy, Andy Griffith, it's like, dude, this isn't fun to just not know this.
I watched the I Love Lucy doc, wherever, oh, yeah. I think it was on a plane or something.
No, I watched it with you.
Yeah, it was amazing. I had no clue. It's just fascinating to think back then when it was just like TV, and that's like all,
yeah,
four channels. Yeah. And so I Love Lucy, every episode had like was a Super Bowl viewers.
Yeah.
100 million people.
I read something unreal, interesting, like the current, what we know about diamonds in America and the diamond industry, I Love Lucy shaped that, because like De Beers Diamonds got Lucy on one episode to be like, oh, diamonds are a girl's best friend. That was like, yes, the start of it all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Diamonds are forever. Dupiness. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I guess I need to, like, diamond, like you didn't get engagement rings until like the 50s or 60s.
3 months' salary was because of that time frame too.
Mm. Yeah, inflation changed. We don't do that anymore. No one does that. No.
Yeah, you just.
Some do, maybe.
You go to the mall, you go to Hellsburg, and you just pick out something nice-ish.
Nice. I saw something, that some video they were saying like cubic zirconiums getting, or like factory-made diamonds have gotten so advanced that they're like, they're, unless you're a total professional with extremely high-tech equipment, there is no noticeable difference between the real
thing. Oh, that's great. Bad if you're Hellsburg, but that's great.
I thought about it for 2 seconds. I would never do this because you're my wife, and I would never base the foundation of our relationship on a lie. But I looked at the fake diamonds. I was like, she would never, ever know.
Totally.
Until that one day I like go to get it clean.
Until one day, 17 years later.
Yeah, and then I'm and like, then it so all you unravels.
You say, yeah, that must be a different ring. Did you leave that in the fob of the old car? Yeah.
I would try to save it, right? Gaslight the heck out of her. Well, yeah. I guess you don't care enough about our marriage to keep the ring I got you.
It's not even the same shape as the one I got you.
Oh my God.
You know what? I'll get you another one. The one that I pick out.
Yeah, one I pick out.
I actually already did have a diamond fall out of my band.
How are those push presses coming? She'll never do it, man.
I thought we were going to go do it together. You said that was going to be date night.
Okay, we'll do it. Deal. Done.
Do what?
Her push present for Thomas, I was like, what is this? Push present? She's like, I want a ring for every child I have.
I forgot we talked about that.
For yes. The singer.
Yep.
And I was like, well, we're not doing that. She's like, too bad. I'm just going to go buy it. She never did and had another kid. She's like, well, great. I'll just get two at once. Still hasn't. Well, we've been busy. And then I said, you know what? You deserve it. So we'll go do it. And you're going to wear it on what ring? What finger?
This one.
Well, it's a podcast.
this one?
Yeah, up to the mic, please.
Oh, yeah, thank now you. We can hear it better.
My right-hand ring finger.
But yeah, we're listening to this music in the bar. It's like feeling very millennial, and there's no doubt. What's like some things millennials that we're still doing? Are kids dyeing their hair as much? Like, are girls dyeing their hair blonde anymore?
I feel like you question this a lot. Like, I don't know the answer. Do you feel like, are Gen Z girls dyeing their hair less? I don't know.
It just feels very millennial when girls are like, oh, I'm a brunette, but I'm just going to zap this thing yellow blonde. Is that not a millennial thing to do?
I don't know.
That's probably really whatever. And you know, I think it's great that I don't know the answer to that.
That is probably
I would
good.
Have to. Like,
you know what high school girls are doing a lot of these days? Yeah. I got a list of them.
I got a list. They're doing it different. And I know.
Yeah, I don't have a real good scope. This is, so I'm sure we talked about this 2 years ago on the podcast, but when I bought the house that Rachel and I now live in, it had been recently renovated by millennials. So for the most part, it was nice. A little more open concept. Some floating shelves in the kitchen.
Okay.
Yada, yada. We like the colors. But if you remember, they did one really weird thing.
I
don't know if this is a millennial or just freak. I don't know who to blame for this. But they redid the kitchen floor and the master bathroom floor, and they did it in cork. Remember me talking about this?
Those are just...
I don't think that's millennial.
Serial killers or
something. Yeah, something.
I don't know. I've never heard of that once in my whole life.
I don't understand. Was it like...
Was it bouncy? Was it kind of fun?
I did like multiple back handsprings on it. No problem. It was like a gymnastics floor. Wait a second. Wait, kind of springy.
Was it sealed or was it just like...
It had like a lacquer over the top of it. It was like...
Okay. It was like a million wine bottles that they lined up in a pattern.
Like epoxy.
Wow.
No, yeah. It just looked like bulletin board on the ground.
That's so... And so... I've done a decent amount of design research. I've never really come across that.
We hadn't either. I was like, well, that was nice of them to redo the house. It's too bad that they did this. So we did. So that when we bought the house, because I'm pretty anti-DIY. I just want it to be done and focus on other stuff. But so we redid the floors. Like vinyl down, looks nice, tile. And then the walls were millennial gray when we bought it. They're like exactly what you're talking about.
Oh,
and Rachel did a good job really, you know, pouring over the warm white. We have to get the warmest white we can. I don't know what we went with, but it is nice.
It's warm.
It's cozy. I mean,
you didn't let me paint the rest of the house as millennial gray, and you only let me do the main rooms.
I didn't let you paint it millennial gray?
No, the rest of the house The rest of the house is millennial gray.
This house?
Yes.
Oh no.
Down here.
No. It's not millennial gray. Yeah.
I don't.
It's gray. It's grayish.
Grayish.
Yeah.
It's doable.
Grayish anatomy.
It's grayish.
It's not millennial gray. Like millennial gray is like the gray of that soundboard
over your
house.
I know.
Yeah, it's solid.
Oh no, dude. Don't do this. Don't make me paint my whole house. Painting a house is such a bummer. That's also,
boring.
Yeah, they're, it's all that. The gray vinyl floors is insane. And it's all, that same counter and backsplash. Mm-hmm.
Y'all's, kind of old fake fireplace was a little grayish like that. I'm remembering now.
With the fake concrete.
Oh, it was the fake concrete.
Yeah, real fireplace.
Cool.
Sorry.
Oh, the fireplace was super real.
Fake concrete.
The fake concrete.
Yeah.
Faux concrete. That's how you make fake a cooler word.
Yeah, throw an X in there.
How many spam calls do you
talk to them? See what they're up to. See what they think about millennial gray.
Spectrum.
Hello?
Hello. Yes, am I speaking with Mr. Thomas Kennedy?
This is him.
Perfect.
This is
sir.
I apologize.
Yes, this is Diego from Direct Home Buyers. I'm calling about the property at 6th Street in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm calling to see if you have any interest in selling it or if you would like to consider an offer on it.
Sell it again.
Sure. I mean, I'm all ears. What can you offer me?
Well, I hope you don't mind if I take 2 minutes of your time to confirm this condition. Just a second.
Well, Well, you should have done this before you call. Call me back once you got it figured out. Wait. Okay.
The condition is like new.
The condition's like new.
Refurbished.
What scam is that? Because I don't know how I got on this list, but I have a couple rental properties where I'm contacted every other day to sell them. And I don't know is it not a scam? Or they're just like, we might as well ask. Like, we'll pay you $10,000.
There are a number.
All right. Like, what's the scam? They're like, all right, we'll pay you over asking. Great, let's do it. Like,
he's like, check,
your
cool.
Social security number, yeah. All right, mail me the title to the house.
You go first.
You go first. What's the scam there?
It was weird. He said,
bleep
hold
out
on.
The address for me.
Hold
Derek,
on,
please.
Let me check the condition of the house.
Yeah, that's, if you're going to scam me, get a little more organized. Oh, you'll do this?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You can just hear roughly.
Can I put you on hold? No you called me.
Yeah.
Also, you're going to check the condition of the house via photos we posted?
Does it have...
Or just word of mouth?
Like, does it have three bathrooms?
It's got three and a half. What do you think? Three solid bath? Okay, great. Solid.
Very weird.
Oh, we're getting hammered with it.
There's a number of like businesses that do seem legit that I don't really know how they operate. We Buy Gold. That's the name of the store. What do you do exactly?
Okay, what do you... Just go buy it.
Why do we need the store? Yeah. That's one store that confuses me. Mattress Firm's got its whole slew of conspiracy theories. We need to talk about that. But the other one is the like, we buy homes in any condition. We will buy your home.
Ugly homes.
Yeah, we buy ugly homes. What's going on there?
Yeah.
And why are they marketing via signs at intersection? Because that seems to be their main marketing spend. And it just... Alarm bells are going ringy-dingy-dingy.
100%.
Well, we know about it. We're talking about it.
If I could speak highly of Mattress Firm quickly, I did a brand deal with them. And part of the deal was like, you know, we'll pay you, but also we'll give you a credit where you can like get a nice bed. Like, cool. I was like, I don't really need a bed. So I was just full on like, well, I'll just use whatever credit, the amount you gave me, I'll take the bed and I'll just like sell it on Marketplace and like get some cash. And they're like, well, we really, as part of the brand and part of what we need you to do, you need to go, because I was going to have someone go do it for me. And they're like, no, you need to go because we want to kind of make sure you're there, get a photo, whatever. I'm like, okay. So I show up, and let me tell you, I don't think it's a front because I got in there and this gentleman, he took me around the store. And by the end of it, I was like, I will take this and this, and I wanted my master bedroom by the end of the week. Because, wow. I mean, it's like a car salesman. He was like this, that. I mean, now we have... I was like, forget selling this thing, Katie. We're getting a new setup.
Now we have
this
mega bed
that's like yeah, does all that.
And I was like, what is happening?
And though it's the best part of it is it's this whole fancy thing. I was like, Katie, look, we can lay in bed and like prop our legs up, prop this up. And she was just like, I just like to lay flat. I don't like this. So we never use it at all.
And I think that's great use. I was pregnant and like that particular movement.
I was like, Katie, great. No, you're pregnant. This will help you. She's like, stop doing that.
The only mattress salesman I have to go off of is a... What's that Google movie with Owen Wilson? The Intern?
The Google one, yeah.
Internship, something like that. And Will Ferrell is a mattress salesman in that movie. Do you remember that? He's got face tattoos.
Yes.
And he's like always helping like the sexy women like pick out a mattress or whatnot. That's kind of how I imagine every mattress salesman.
No, this was a good old boy where you're like, oh, man. To be honest, you walk in, you're like, this is the saddest little store.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, man, this guy, you know, he shows up, he's just doing his job. And he comes up to me on... You know, seems like a nice, sweet guy. I'm like, hey, listen, man. He's like, yeah, they told us you're coming. I was like, I'm just trying to, I'll just get my bed, get out of here. He's like, let me show you how this works. And man, I was like, wow, you're
good
at this.
Lay on every single mattress?
He said, like, what are you working with? What about this? This is a firm. This is a soft. You'll like this. This is a little higher price point, but you'll like this. And he's like, yo, let me guess. Oh, so you're a night sleeper. So, you know, people are only talking about this, but the normal flat bed, you're kind of, it's not great for your back. Well, watch this. Lowered my head. My head. He's like, how's that feel? I was like, it's perfect.
You do that, don't you, to our bed?
Well, you go further down.
And then he makes you back flat. And he's like, now what does it feel like? I was like, I feel like I'm being tortured. He's like, yeah, that's right.
Wait, so what's proper?
Now.
Where's your head, higher or lower?
Well, he's saying, you know, you're a back sleeper. You need to get your head and your legs up a little bit. Ease some of that on your back.
Oh, great.
And it's a great sales tactic because he gets me all cozy in more of a subtle U-shape.
He puts a little blanket on you.
Yeah.
He rips it off.
He's like, now here's a reminder of what it's like flat. So of course you're used to this and he sprawls you out. I'm like, I'm almost like, stop.
I feel like he's got your spinal cord in his teeth. Let it go.
See? So I was like, all right, let's do it.
It's so funny. You went from like, just like send me whatever. I got to go here and I got this.
What's my credit? Cool. Couple grand. Send it. I'll resell. I'll try to get it on Marketplace. Done. And I was like, all right, tell you what, I'll use the credit and I'll, here's my credit card.
Yeah.
Load it up.
Run it up. You know what that reminds me of?
That's not what I did. I used the credit. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I was tempted because Tempur-Pedic, they still know what they're doing.
Yeah.
He put on one of those. He's like, their new Cooling King Tempur-Pedic. It's like the price of a used Honda. And I was like, this is unbelievable. I was like, this is silly. I don't need to.
That is
fun. I didn't do it, but I was tempted.
This reminds me probably a year and a half ago. You guys know Trey and I have a golf channel as well. We get a lot of people reach out. There's this cool like putter company that's came out a couple years ago, and they reached out. Maybe want to do a deal. They're like, well, first, hey, we'd love to send you a putter. I think Trey and I reply, yeah, sure, just send us whatever. Not really knowing what this company was at all. You know this, and you know, And they're like, well, it's got a little more complicated. We're like, great. Okay. This color, this style. Great.
Got it. Thank you.
And they're like, guys, I don't know if you really know how we do things, but you don't just pick out a putter. I think we were like offending them by just trying to, yeah, sure. Just send whatever. Turns out this company is like a state-of-the-art putter car. We had to send in selfie videos of us putting in our home with shoes on. Cause I did it once without shoes on and I had to send it in again.
I don't know.
You have to send in a video with a straight line behind you. And then just looking back to like what we end up doing versus like, yeah, let's take whatever you have in stock.
Yeah, thanks. Cool. Send it. Address. Bye.
That'd be so offensive.
Do you guys use the putter? Is it amazing?
Yeah, they are nice.
They're cool.
Yeah. A lot of pros are trying to use them too. But it had to be really offensive. Well. I've seen more. Yeah.
It's all this science-backed putter where it's all weighted and whatever. And
they like take your current to your stroke. Swing, yeah.
It's cool. I made mine orange. Which is all I was most excited about, yeah.
Middle school tray came out.
Seriously. I know. Well, it's orange.
Can you say Go Pokes and B-ball tray on the side? Thanks.
Yeah, put my at on it. Oh, how's your breastfeeding journey?
Katie, you go. Sorry, you go.
If you have something to add, please, go for it.
I was going to say, not a lot's going on.
We'll get jacked. Something might happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to start taking some supplements.
Did you guys ever know anyone that happened to?
They got jacked off breast milk?
What? They got what?
That they took too many supplements and they started lactating men.
Not personally, no.
Me neither.
There were some guys in my high school that happened to.
Really? How'd you know? Sure. They just walked down the halls just
leaking.
Brian, you're leaking.
Yeah, no. You know, just word of mouth. It was all my friends, like older brother's friends and whatnot.
It got around town.
It did.
I bet that would be, maybe there's something down there. And do you think if they had a baby start to, like their colostrum was coming in, do you think a baby could have worked out like real milk?
You know, I have no idea.
That's something. Could you ask them? Was it lactating? What does lactating mean?
I don't understand. Cause like, yeah. Do
is
men,
that colostrum?
Do men have milk ducks?
I don't know. You know what colostrum is, right?
Yeah, I just don't know about the milk ducks, though. I know everything else you guys are talking about, though.
Was there like the early cheesy stuff, or was it the white?
Oh, early cheese. What are you talking about?
Milk ducks. Yes. Men do, but they're usually undeveloped and not functional.
Undeveloped.
Right, before puberty, boys and girls have similar breast tissue, including a few milk ducts under their skin.
Well, now you know.
Interesting.
What do you feel like is helping your breastfeeding?
That I get to eat cookies every day.
Oh, I forgot about this.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. The Miracle Milk cookies, which I love the name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, have we announced it? Yeah, we're part of this now. Mm-hmm. You love these so much. It was cool. We met the founder, Whitney. She's great. And so we're part of this because I posted about it and stuff. Yeah. So there are these cookies. They help so if we got any erecties out there if you're breastfeeding right now, like our friend in Huntsville we talked to.
Yes. She could
or
be.
Or whoever else. Or you know someone. It can be difficult, right? So these cookies, they taste so good. And when the time comes for you, man, we're going to get you some because they don't make you have breastfeed, which is good.
Or I could start 9 months before, kind of what that other guy was talking about. Start pounding them now.
That's interesting. Should he eat cookies for the cookies for 9 months, and then when Rachel's finally there, she'll be like a hydrant,
fire hydrant, yeah, milk hydrant.
Yeah, milk hydrant. I'm sure that's how it works.
They're baked. They ship to you fresh, which is cool too.
Mm-hmm. How fresh?
Like they make them every Tuesday and they send them out.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh, this is not. Oh.
They're really good, but I guess
they're like soft. They're not like a hard store bought cookie.
They're legit good if you like cookies, but I think Katie really thinks they're helping with like her supply.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I had a couple days where I don't know what it was, but my supply went down, and I ate some more cookies, and the next day I was fine.
So yeah, shout out. We have an offer for you guys. They have their subscription now. So if you want to keep these things coming, the Cookie Club, cute. You get 15% off every order every single time with your subscription. You just choose the schedule, Miracle Milk Cookies. Make sure those fresh soft baked cookies arrive just when you need them. And you get even more discounts and exclusive perks with every order when you're on the subscription. So treat yourself, give them to a mom you love. It's a win-win. So use my code, Trey Kennedy. You get free shipping on your first order. Join the Cookie Club and make someone's day a little sweeter. Miracle Mill Cookies, all right? We'll put the info down there. Use code Trey Kennedy, free shipping.
It's a really good idea. That's the plug,
because we're ambassadors, we're investors, we believe in it.
It's so a really excited. Good idea for friends who just had babies and like maybe you live far away, you can't bring them a meal or whatever. Just send them.
Give them a cookie subscription. Them
some cookies, yeah.
I'll have to. They sound great. I'll have to check with my fitness pal and my shred pal to make sure I can have them. But
while I'm still being healthy, I'll just go in there and I'll eat like a bite, like two bites, because you know I'm trying to. Mm-hmm. You know, the breastfeeding moms, they need the cows, but I was like, just a little something.
Yeah,
just to quench it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
They have the cherry. What are the? They have a cherry walnut or.
Yeah. Oh,
that's my favorite.
And that one's like that's kind of their like. You know, gluten-free, dairy-free kind of option if you have those. Oh, yeah, allergies.
They have those too. So there you have it. I hope you deserve a cookie after this.
I'm probably going to have one.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Have you made any diet changes? Anything, I mean, besides eating some of the Miracle Milk cookies?
Dude, I just last time when I was with my buddies, I was like, didn't need to eat more, but they have these really good buffalo wings. And so you do the classic, well, I need the protein.
Yep. Got it. Well, it's
good chicken. So I just crushed buffalo wings. Yeah. But I didn't need to, but they're so good.
Yeah.
I love eating a chicken wing too, because it just takes you back. You're just ripping the like muscles and ligaments off the bone.
When you say it like
primal.
Isn't it insane really that we do that? It's an animal's bones. And we're just like, argh.
Probably once in every 10 times I eat. Bone in chicken. I do kind of stop and like look at what I'm doing.
You get that they're like, oh, I don't love it. Do you eat the cartilage or not? Yeah. The cartilage. Oh, it's gnarly.
I had a great grandma who loved the fat and like the gristle on steak. Everyone was like, oh, you can pass it down to Grandma Chloe.
The gristle.
So a little bit of the fat on a steak's nice, right? A little bit for the flavor, but she'd just take hunks of it.
Oh, and just chew it for hours.
Hours?
Yeah.
We always called it gristle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a less appetizing way to put it. You going to eat that gristle? We had the Cool Whip. My dad would always call calf slobber. You ever heard this?
No.
You ever seen a calf slobber?
Ew. Yes, picture I have. This
Cool Whip.
Why do that? Cool Whip's amazing. Why would you?
I know. Kind of ruins it, huh?
Yeah, it does. That's like calling like a juice cleanse. I'm doing snot work. I'm like, well, it's already. Why would you make it sound worse?
I like Cool Whip. Why are you ruining it?
Calf slobber.
I haven't heard that one.
It's not even totally calf slobber. I mean, totally different consistency.
That's true. Gross. Yeah. All right, we got some fun content. Well, how long have we been? Oh.
50.
Thank God. I'm joking. We got some wait, which one do you want to look at here? And then we'll do we got a fan video and we'll keep it rolling on Patreon.
All right. We were talking earlier about something where you can't tell if it's doesn't matter. I can't remember the connection, but this first link. There's a lot of celebrity couples out there. I found kind of I don't know if you guys have a favorite. Derek's already giggling. He has his favorite. Try and think of your like favorite celebrity couple. And see if they like appear on this list. And I'd like to hear just more thoughts about just celebrities dating each other, I guess. Derek, you go ahead. See this video?
What?
Dude, the AI.
AI is getting amazed.
Have y'all seen the AI? Where it's like paid ads with the Pope and
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. Biden and Rihanna.
It's
Kim Jong and Taylor Swift is Vladimir Putin and Greta Thunberg. Thunberg is outrageous, dude. Is that Cardi B and the Prime Minister of Great Britain?
I think so. Which one is the most like unlikely to work out?
Oh, that's
so. It might be Kim Jong Un and Taylor Swift.
Let's break this down. You have Kim Jong and Taylor. There's Harry Styles and I don't know who that is. Who?
The Germany Prime Minister.
Germany Prime Minister.
Wow, Derek.
Pope and Kim K.
That one's tough.
Biden and Rihanna. What's the one that's going to work best? Putin this and Thunberg. They're both kind of from that area of the country. I mean, is she of age yet or is that really gross?
I think she's all good.
All good.
I think whatever that is could work out. They both wear dresses.
I think the Pope and Kim K is interesting.
No, I think that's on the bottom of my list. Okay. I think Joe Biden and Rihanna are a sleeper pick. I think they could make it work.
Like, it's, what do you mean by sleeper?
Good point. Yeah,
he's a sleeper, and yeah, she's my favorite pick. No, why do you think they could work? I could be convinced.
I think
she holds herself highly, right? She feels very sophisticated. Maybe she could operate well in the White House.
At the very tail end of Biden's presidency, I feel like he just started to get a little sassy, just a little more down to earth, a little rude. Wait, what was the name of that famous Rihanna hit about, I don't know, 2006 or so? Was it Rude Pond Boy?
Pond the Replay. Oh, Rude Boy, yeah.
So I could see it work.
I think, and Taylor's, he kind of talks like that. Pond the Replay. He said that before.
Yeah, I think when old Corn Pops watching football, that wasn't her first down, just show it upon a replay. Challenge it.
Done. And I like... Who else was there? Oh, the Harry Styles and the Prime Minister of Germany.
That one, I think, is my number one. I could see it working.
Right. I mean, she's for not. Sure. Is she evil? Is she? Some of those people in there were.
Harry seems like a sweet boy.
Yeah.
I just want to see you dance. Wear a dress, maybe. And she's Prime Minister of Germany. I mean, look, she's got to be a tough lady, you know. So she'd probably wear the pants. Relationship.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't.
It'd be perfect.
And it'd be perfect.
I think she was a pantsuit wearer.
Yeah, that's great. So you can share clothes.
You've seen those paid ads with the like AI, you know, and it'll show like an old like 90s photo of a toddler and then it like comes to life.
I have not seen that.
Or it'll be like, no. they try to promote it as maybe it's like your dead grandma on a photo of you.
Jeez.
And they'll like make you come to life and like hug and interact. Wow. Like, you want to see that, right? I'm like,
yeah, I feel like
not at all. Could you imagine if they're like, your dad was like, this was my grandfather you never got to meet. Here's a photo of him.
Here's you, kind of.
You never really knew him. It's here's you and him, and you were four.
Here's you chewing on some gristle with grandma.
And you know, you don't remember him, but he was a great guy. And then it shows you come into life and you pick up the T-bone steak and give it to grandma. and you wouldn't be like, aw.
Thank you.
You'd be like, what demon made this?
It seems like just in the last 2 weeks, AI video has made massive advancements. And now for the rest of time, we will never know if anything's real.
So crazy.
Cool. Let's get to a fan video. Someone sent it in. We'll wrap it up. Go to patreon.com/TreyKennedy where we keep the pod going for those who want more pod. Thank you for the support. Helps us keep going. Helps us give Eva... diapers.
Mm-hmm.
And it just lets us, like, stuff we can't fully put on public, we get to give y'all a lowdown on. So thanks for the support. It means super recties. It means a lot. And let's see who we got for this fan video. Always send us your fan videos or any submissions at treykennedy.com/correctopinions. What do we got?
It was working earlier.
It was. I heard it earlier.
Hey, Trey, Jake, Katie, and Derek.
Yo.
My name is Ben, calling in from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Recording this video because on your recent Christmas episode, Jake indicated that his home church growing up was First Baptist of Stratford, Iowa. And my dad was the senior pastor there for most of the 90s.
That is pretty crazy.
I love that. You're like, no, let's just hear his whole life story about this church no one's ever been to. But it's so funny being from, that's a very small town, middle America problem.
Yeah.
Oh, Stratford, Iowa. No, well, there's another one of those somewhere. Yeah. Did you say Springfield, Illinois? Well, Springfield, Missouri, actually.
Yeah.
But let's hear about this guy's dad who's a pastor in this church we'll never go to.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
2001. And I am just so blown away that there is literally anyone else out there that went to that 75, 100 person church.
Oh, no.
And if indeed it's the same church, I have so many questions for Jake.
That's like, fair.
Is there still a carpet ball table in the youth room? Does an old lady still bring a bucket of KFC to the once-a-month potlucks? Is the nursery still in a creepy corner of the basement? Anyways, just heard that and was blown away. Thanks so much. Bye.
Thanks for sending that in. Ben, was that his name?
Ben. Yes, Ben.
What? I mean, is any of that true for your church? Is there carpet balls?
Yeah, carpet ball, I'm intrigued by. That sounds fun. Yeah. I'm going to go and assume it is still there, Ben. Don't worry. But I've never been.
I'm confused because you said this was the church you grew up in, and that would be like the time you were growing up, the 90s.
Surely Ben went too.
Right? Yeah.
But I pastored it. He never took us.
So
it seems like we are a similar age.
Can you imagine a pastor? Like, where's your family? He's like, they're at home.
And it seems like he's about our age. And yeah. There was only 75 people there that maybe he would see you if
introvert.
You were there.
He stuck up to himself.
Yeah, he was down in that creepy nursery the whole time. It was 18. But
I bet you would have had a great time at First Baptist in Stratford, Iowa.
Stratford, Iowa.
I think you would have had a good time.
Sounds amazing. Let's see where it's at. See how they're doing. Yeah, Ben, that's fun. Sorry it's incorrect. I was from Stratford, Missouri. My wife is from Iowa.
Does your church have any quirks like a carpet bowl?
I don't know if I fully know what a carpet ball is.
I went to a church that really expanded when I was growing up. Mega church, you could call it.
Yep.
And they built the new youth group wing, and there was like a gaming room with gaming
set. Holy cow.
That was short-lived. They didn't really...
Yeah.
They didn't have a gaming guy to keep up with that. But I remember being like, whoa.
They have a name for it or anything? Fuge. Something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Something like...
Yeah, what was
on
your
fire,
youth group
called? Reload and on blow up the enemy for Christ.
Yeah, RPG, the devil.
RPG, the real role-playing game called Life.
Stratford, Iowa is the next town over from where my wife went to high school.
No
way. So it's
way.
Really close.
So some she connection. Could go check on the carpet ball.
We'll figure that out next time. Good. I'm up there with the in-laws.
Deal.
Wow.
That would be great. All right, so... Story's not over.
Thanks for sending, though. But we want to hear from more of the fans. So send us your submissions. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. We'll wrap this up here with... Does Eva have any words?
She's really swatting right now.
I love the arm swipes.
Eva?
Oh.
Eva!
She discovered her arms today.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, she put the microphone down. Oh, that's symbolic. Yeah.
That's symbolic.
Let's take a break.
She said, no, thank you.
All right, we'll keep going on Patreon. Love you guys, and we'll talk to you next week. Peace.
Correct opinion.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.